Parliament has passed tax bills proposed by government for implementation in the next financial year 2026-2027. Government proposed eight tax amendment bills that include excise duty amendment bill 2026 with the increment of tax on petrol and diesel by 200 shillings per litre, which will increase tax on diesel from 1,230 shillings to 1,430 shillings and increase the tax on petrol from 1,550 to 1,750. Another approved tax is on cement and adhesive increased by 250 shillings, bringing the total tax to 750 shillings per 50 kilogram bag of cement. We captured submissions of the Finance Committee Chairperson Amos Kankunda and the State Minister for Finance Henry Musasizi while submitting the new taxes to Parliament.
The committee observed the amendment stems from the proposal by the East African Community Heads of State in 2016 to phase out importation of second-hand clothes by 2019 to promote domestic textile industries, and two, to achieve a dual objective of protecting the environment by reducing waste and pollution.
The measure is intended to address environmental concerns associated with importation of second-hand clothing, much of which quickly becomes waste and contributes to landfill pressure and pollution. By increasing the cost of these imports, the levy is expected to reduce the volume of raw quality clothing entering the country and promote more sustainable consumption.
However, a section of opposition MPs, including Kirat Municipality Member of Parliament Ibrahim Samjunganda and Bale Division North MP Karim Masaba, objected to some of the proposed tax increments.
Chair, according to our minority and our harmonized position, is that we amend Part 7, which talks about cement, adhesive grout, white cement and lime, and replace it with 650 per 50 kg.
Madam Speaker, if you look at the report of National Bureau of Statistics, the 2024 report, 31% of Ugandans don't have two sets of clothing, 31%. In Karamoja, it is 62%.